I've written several that really scared me. I think the scariest scene was in Dead Simple, where the groom-to-be married in a few days' time is buried alive in a coffin as a prank, stag night prank by his mates. And he spends much of the book in that coffin. So to get that atmosphere, I felt I've got to be put in a coffin too. And I arranged with a firm of undertakers. I said, would you put me in a coffin, screw the lid down and leave me for 30 minutes? I am deeply claustrophobic. I can't even sit in the back of a two-door car. Anyway, I rocked up at this firm.
Oh, yes, you've come to be put in a coffin, haven't you?
He says, we got it all prepared for you. You really want to do this? And I said, I do. And he said, you really want me to screw the lid down? And I said, I do. And you want me to leave you for 30 minutes? And I said, yep. I had checked with a coroner. And I said, how much time do you have in a coffin? And the coroner said, well, if it's well made, 4 or 5 hours, he said, if you breathe normally, but if you hyperventilate, you could knock that down to 40 minutes. He closes the lid, right, and it all goes completely dark. And I hear the screws going,
yeah.
And my first thought is, what if there's a spider in here? And then I'm thinking, what if he drops dead? What if he goes across the road to get a coffee and gets run over? It was the longest 30 minutes of my life. I was absolutely drenched in sweat, but it enabled me to write that character, Michael, in the coffin, I think extremely powerfully.